This is an All Ears English Podcast, Episode 10, Teaching Tuesday. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel, coming to you from Boston, Massachusetts, USA. In today's episode, you'll learn how to express that you want to do something, and we'll give you a couple of phrases to express yourself in a more native-like way.
Okay, so in our last episode, in episode 9, Meeting Monday, we talked about the dangers of falling in love abroad, and we want to pull out some phrases, some expressions that can help you communicate better with native speakers. So we want to start with the expression
tongue in cheek.
Good.
Our title for episode 9, Is It Dangerous to Fall in Love Abroad, is a tongue in cheek title because we're not talking about romance. We're talking about getting to know a culture and really appreciating or falling in love with a place and the culture, not one person. So it's not a serious title. It's a humorous title. So something that's tongue-in-cheek is funny or humorous, not serious.
Yeah, and then we also use the term rich experience. So we said that going abroad is a rich experience. And when something's a rich experience, it's intense. We get a lot out of it.
Yeah, you learn a lot. You might have many different experiences within that rich experience. Like studying abroad is a rich experience, or living abroad is a rich experience. And within that time period, you're going to have a lot of new experiences, activities, and so on. So just a very diverse and intense experience would be a rich experience.
Right. And we can also use this to talk about, for example, a piece of chocolate cake that's just very intense and is made with lots of extreme flavors.
Right. Very sweet. It could be very fattening, but it
yummy.
Tastes good. Yummy. Yeah.
Rich. It's a rich piece of cake.
Yep.
Good.
Okay. Great. Our next phrase is, I've been meaning to do something. When we use the verb to mean in this way, it means that I've been wanting to do something. I've been intending or planning or thinking about doing something. So I've been meaning to do something. And you want to use it in that tense too, like, you know, in the, what is it?
The present perfect.
Present perfect, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I've been meaning to travel to Turkey, for example. Yeah. What's something you've been meaning to do?
Yeah, like you've been meaning to return someone's phone call.
Yeah, it could be something small or something like more longer term. Usually maybe like on a day-to-day basis. Like I've been meaning to travel to Turkey is kind of a long-term, bigger idea.
Yeah, you could say that too. Or you've been meaning to email someone, or just you've been wanting to do something.
Exactly. But you just haven't done it yet. But you will soon.
Yeah, perfect. And then another one was to get to something. For example, I said, you know, I've been meaning to get to one of those meetups, right? So this actually means to actually go to one of those meetups, right?
Yeah.
Can you think of another example of where we would use this?
To get to one of those meetups, yeah, just to finally arrive. It's a little different than to go. I mean, the feeling, well, the meaning is very similar, but the feeling is different. It's like you've been meaning to go. Yeah. So finally, you've made the time to get to
That's right. It kind of has this feeling of like achieving the ability to go. It has that sense of like achievement to it, right?
Yeah.
Or like crossing a task off of your list.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas going is not special necessarily.
Yeah, definitely.
To get to somewhere is, the achievement. Yeah. You've reached your destination. So before we end, let's just give you a second to repeat after us. The first phrase was tongue in cheek. And Lindsay, what was our second one?
The next one was rich experience.
Next, I've been meaning to do something.
And the next one was to get to a meetup.
Awesome. Thanks for listening. We'll see you soon.
Okay, so I have a question for you guys today. Are you wondering how to maximize your time and learn English as quickly as possible and as easily as possible? I know everyone's busy these days, so you might be wondering this. So here's one way. We have a free ebook, and we have the top 10 ways to learn English with a podcast. So we'd like to offer that to you as a gift for being a listener of the All Ears English podcast, and you can get that by going to www.allearsenglish.com/free. Thanks for listening to the All Ears English podcast. We're here to help you learn English, and you can help us by leaving a 5-star review on iTunes. See you next time.